So I've just spent a useful half an hour at the mailbox in Birmingham with James Farnett, who has a role looking at the localization services on the BBC website, you know, how to make content geo-tagged, how to make people's experience of a website more personalized based on their location and so on. Anyway, we got talking about maps and mapping as an interface, and looking particularly at traffic news, but how people use maps as an interface and how many people just skip past the map and go straight to the text. And it kind of, as we're talking about some of the other experiments and experiences with mapping. And it struck me, one example was Dan Davis, who's one of the students on the MA in online journalism. And he recently did a audio map, which looked at a music tour of Birmingham, looked at various sites in Birmingham and various audio commentary and music associated with that. And it seems to me that a key element in using maps as an interface is the sense of place that it gives you, and using maps for stories and issues that where a sense of place is really important. Another really good example is Hashbrum, which was the project that the MA online journalism students worked on in the autumn and winter of last year, 2009. And that used the map as the primary interface to that website. It was a hyperlocal website around the city centre, and the first thing that that map did was give you a sense of what areas in the city were newsworthy. You know, there's a lot happening in the Jewellery Quarter, or there's a lot happening here. And that kind of very instant visual sense of what's going on is the first story of the website. The actual detail behind that comes later, but that's perhaps how maps work best as a metaphor. And we're kind of thinking about planning applications and kind of civic information. Now, that works really well with maps as well, because it gives you a sense of your area and your locality. But actually, news in general is not always best presented on a map. Particularly, I think where it breaks down is where you've got so much information on that map, so many markers, that at a glance, it's all noise and no signal. I mean, there's an app on my phone which tells me travel information, travel alerts, but there are so many little place marks on there, on the default view, that it becomes useless. I just see too much. I can't actually see the map underneath. I can just see place marks. So perhaps scale is an important part here. We need to start with a default view that is close enough to be meaningful. In other words, there's enough map for all of the detail, for all of the markers, but far away enough that there's a visual story to be told by the placement of the markers. Anyway, I just wanted to get those kind of thoughts down on audio, and maybe at some point blog about it in the future, but probably just be very lazy and leave it on here.